Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 116 today, verses 15 through 19. Psalm 116, verses 15 through 19. The scripture says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord." Listen again to verse 15. "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." I don't know if you caught this yet or not from Scripture, but I hope to help you with that today. But dying in this life, in God's timing, not taking it into our own hands, but dying in this life, in God's timing, is seen as a good thing for believers. There's many passages that talk about the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth, but let me just show you what I'm talking about here. We'll start in Acts chapter 7, in Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Listen to Stephen's death. It says, "Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped up their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of the young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." That's how he died. But when he did, he saw Jesus welcoming him. Jesus himself in John 14 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions and many rooms. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am." Listen to how Paul wrestled with whether or not he was going to live or die. And he was good either way in Philippians chapter 1, starting in verse 19. He says this, he says, "For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this imprisonment will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, if I'm to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I can't tell. I'm hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ. Christ, for that is far better." Here he didn't know until as he finished reading, he came to realize that the Lord was telling him he was going to stay in the body a little longer at that time, but he was torn. Folks, listen, dying in this life in God's timing is a good thing for believers. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 58. "When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Folks, listen to me. If you are in Christ Jesus, if he has erased your sin, washed you clean, put his spirit within you, marking you as his, a guarantee of your inheritance, then death should not be something you fear. It should be something that we look forward to. The day then we get to go be with Christ, which is far better. Death, which has a lot of people afraid and fearful, should have for believers a different effect, a different attitude. We are not suicidal. We're not longing to be unclothed, as Peter puts it, but we want to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. Those of us who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. But until then, we are to keep working faithfully and trusting the Lord. But death is not a thing to fear for believers, because we have been guaranteed a passage from this life into the next, which is glorious. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.